Hello everyone, I'm Jen Looper, and in this video, we're going to see how to update dependencies in your Node.js project. So the Node.js ecosystem moves really quickly and packages get updated really frequently. It's not rare to sometimes have multiple updates every day. Thankfully, as we saw in the previous video, we have the package-lock.json file, and that allows you to lock all your dependency versions to make sure you have a stable and consistent working environment. But sooner or later, you'll probably want to update to a newer version of a library or a tool. So first, how do you check if an update is available in your project? Open a terminal in your Node.js project folder and type npm outdated. Outdated packages will be listed, and you can see two different colors here. Yellow means a newer version exists, but the update is not in the allowed version range specified in your package.json file. And red means an update exists that's allowed by the version range specified in your package.json, meaning generally that you can safely update them. By typing npm update, all the packages in red will be updated to their latest version, and we can check that by running npm outdated once again. Now, what does it mean to have an update match the version range, and how is that specified? You can see the package's versions are made by three numbers. This is just an industry standard convention named semantic versioning. So this is a system that helps mitigate risk when using third-party libraries by expressing the type of changes that you or some other developer is introducing by using these three numbers. So we have the major version, the minor version, and the patch version. The major version is the leftmost number. For example, the one in 1.0.0. So a change to this number means that you can expect breaking changes in code. A minor version is the middle number, for example, the 2 in 1.2.0. A change to this number means that features have been added. Your code should still work, and it's generally safe to accept this update. A patch version is the rightmost number, for example, the 3 in 1.2.3. A change to this number means that a change has been applied that fixes something in the code that should have worked. And it definitely should be safe to accept that update. There are three special characters that express the allowed update range. This one, the caret, is added by default when you use npm install the package, and it means that you allow minor and patch version updates, but forbid major version updates, so you can generally safely update. If you use the tilde instead, like this, it'll restrict the update range to patch updates only, and it can be useful for critical packages such as the compiler or linter, where sometimes new features also mean that you have to change your code. And if you're extra cautious and don't want any updates, just leave the version number like this. On the opposite extreme, if you want to allow any update at all, you can replace the version number entirely with a star, like this, to always allow updates to the latest version. Now back to the terminal, how do you proceed when you update the yellow packages outside the allowed update range? For these, you can't use npm update. You have to reinstall them with explicitly telling them that you want the latest version. For example, I would say npm install express at the latest version. And you can see it changes up to 4. Since it was a major update, it means that I may have to do some changes in my code. For such cases, it might be helpful to look at the changelog on GitHub to see what you need to update. Be really careful and make sure to always test your project after updating to make sure everything is still working. As a bonus, if you don't like using the command line to update your packages, you could take a look at the version lens extension for Visual Studio Code, and you'll find the link in the video description. See you in the next video to talk about vulnerabilities in packages.